It is not the function of the portfolio committee to tell or parliament to tell the executive which law must be applied to any particular circumstances over the other legislation. And further, I think you see, it's prudent that honorable member to know that it's not the function of parliament or a committee of parliament to declare the provisions of the Companies Act and that of the Broadcasting Act to be in conflict to one another. It's the duty of the judiciary to interpret the law and to declare any conflict if in the legislation, if there's any. So the conclusion of the legal opinion contravenes and offends the doctrine of separation of powers, since it has accepted the role of the judiciary to interpret and declare the conflict in any law. In fact, our constitution has empowered only the constitutional court to declare any legislation of the parliament unconstitutional. So I received the letter wherein I was told the majority of the members agree with the legal opinion, and I want to put it up front that to say the committee have no right to tell the executive which law to apply. The executive is bound by the constitution to apply all the laws from this house until such time the said laws are declared unconstitutional. The directive of the legal opinion to the effect that the SABC board cannot apply section 71(3)(a) and B of the Companies Act 71 of 2008 amount to an encroachment on the constitutional position of the executive. The executive has to apply all the laws. Separation of powers, honorable members, requires parliament to expect that all laws of this house are to be implemented by the executive. Separation of power also requires that the judiciary interpret the law, and then also separation of powers requires that parliament make laws. In the event of any genuine concern about a possible conflict of certain legislations, this house must make its submission to the Speaker of this House to inform the executive to consider the matter. If the executive agrees, the executive will then approach the court to make declaration that such legislations are in conflict, and the court will make an appropriate order in this regard. As far as Section 15(1)(a) and B of the Broadcasting Act are concerned, and Section 71(a) and B of the Companies Act are concerned, such provisions do not conflict each other. What is clear from the two statutory provisions is that the National Assembly, no doubt its own wisdom, decided enacting Section 71(3) of the Companies Act to empower the SABC board on its own to remove its members without the involvement of the appointing body. In addition, the National Assembly decided to exclude itself from the process contemplated in Section 71(3) of the Companies Act, presumably because it is satisfied with the power that it has in terms of Section 15(1)(b). In doing so, the National Assembly, again, in its own wisdom, decided not to repeal Section 15(1) of the Broadcasting Act. It retained the whole of that section because it intended both provisions to stand together and to be applied concurrently in respect of different grounds of removal of directors. There is nothing wrong in Parliament in enacting a overlapping authority and procedures for different functionaries. The fact that this may be undesirable or may lead to confusion does not mean that Parliament is not competent to do it or that there is necessarily a conflict. On the contrary, there is no conflict provided that the relevant provisions are able to stand together at the same time and can be obeyed at the same time. On a proper interpretation of Section 15(1) of the Broadcasting Act, the removal process may, in terms of subparagraph A, be initiated by the SABC board itself, or in terms of subparagraph B, be initiated by the National Assembly itself. The process provided in Section 71(3) of the Companies Act does not involve the appointing body and the National Assembly. Certain interest groups may be unhappy with this because it leaves the matter entirely to the hands of the SABC board. But this is what the legislature chose and intended. The fact that remains, certain interest group may not be happy with the fact that the SABC board may on its own, without the involvement of the appointing body and the National Assembly, remove a member of its board in terms of Section 71(3) does not mean that there is a conflict and it's irrelevant in the process of interpretation. The powers of the National Assembly in terms of Section 15(1)(b) to recommend the removal of directors of the SABC board have not been diluted or removed by Section 71(3). It is therefore not necessary to canvass this issue any further. There is an overlap between Section 15(1) of the Broadcasting Act and Section 71 of the Companies Act in respect of the removal of members of the SABC board for alleged misconduct or dereliction of duties. There are three procedures to remove SABC board, Honorable Chairperson, which I need to again reiterate. Namely, the SABC board member may be removed by the president on the advice of the National Assembly after due inquiry and upon recommendation by the SABC board. That's Section 15(1)(a) of the Broadcasting Act. And then the second one, the removal can be done by president after the finding of misconduct by a committee of the National Assembly and the adoption of the National Assembly of a resolution calling for that member's removal from office. That's Section 15(1)(b) of the Broadcasting Act. And the third one is the one that we are referring to, may be removed by the resolution of the board where a director has alleged and the board has determined that he or she has neglected or been derelict in the performance of the function of a director. That's Section 71(3)(b) of the Companies Act. So the provision of the Companies Act and the Broadcasting Act in this scenario are capable of concurrent application. So I wouldn't love a situation where this house is misdirected to be a forum to argue which laws are to be applied or not, and to argue interpretation of laws, Honorable Chairperson. This attempt must be defeated. I hope you will interact with the presentation which the team is going to present and provide inputs and which will move also this country forward. Thank you so much, Chairperson, for the opportunity.